Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to episode 61 of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host Adam, and here with me today is Matt, Angel, and Alex. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hola.
And I think we should say today is July 5th, the day after
tomorrow,
our nation's birthday.
We actually just the day after the aliens.
Mm-hmm. The White House didn't blow up this year. Obama fought him off himself.
Yeah. Randy Quaid sacrificed himself again.
Do you think that after our nation's birthday, it was still trying to like get people to do stuff for like it was his birthday and people were just sick and tired of hearing about it?
Nah. Maybe.
Not that needy of a nation.
Week. Maybe we can go around like it's birthday week.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, is that you don't want your nation to be that annoying guy.
Our nation is that.
It's birthday month. It really is that annoying guy.
Technically only girls do that. Like, oh my god, it's my birthday month!
Is our nation a girl?
It is.
It's a she. I guess.
Because it's always involved in other people's business.
Can you do her?
No, think about it. We're always involved in other people's business.
Always asking for money.
We always think we're right.
And we got big old titties. What did you guys do for the 4th?
Yeah.
I did nothing, because it's too dry here to do fireworks, so I sat in my room and cleaned.
Wow, what a fucking loser.
Well, what did you do, Angel?
I had work, so like, I really couldn't do much.
What a fucking loser.
I didn't sit home and
clean. What did you do?
Hold on, what did Alex do?
I went to work.
Okay, so Matt, you seem like the only person who did something.
To be honest, I killed mice.
Did you throw them up in the air, and did they like explode into colorful bursts?
What, the mice?
Yeah.
Did you colorfully burst in your pants when you were cutting into the mice?
No.
Oh. Well, it's pretty badass.
I did my part. I was seeing fireworks the entire time.
You get confetti! No.
Life is rated E for everyone.
I had a pretty awesome party at my house, and then for fireworks, we went to this awesome park that is right on the lake. And people were shooting fireworks there. Not any professionals. It was just, as Nick called them, reckless dad, I think. And it was just like, you know, a guy in cargo shorts who just wanted to kill his kids. And he was just shooting off gigantic fireworks right near everyone. And on a couple separate occasions, the like barrel tipped over and started shooting fireworks into the crowd.
Very good.
And so me and a bunch of my friends had to dodge and narrowly avoid being immolated.
Did your beard
by the colorful explosions?
That's the best way to celebrate.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But you know, Nick was there. He's alive still. He's not here because he's dead. He has work today.
Aww. So.
He's out celebrating
America's birthday week.
Yeah,
by working
America's birthday month, and It was the best 4th of July of my life, though.
Cool.
I'm just going to say it right
now. Good for you.
Well, glad somebody had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
So, what have you guys been playing?
I'll go first, I guess. I actually downloaded a couple of games for my Android phone because I'm very bored at work and I have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So, I downloaded the first two games of Xenonia. Which I believe was on the iPhone first.
Yeah, I have it on the iPhone.
But it's basically.
And why did you download that?
Well, my friend told me about it like years ago, like a year ago, a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. But like it was like $5.99 or something like that, something outrageous. So I was like, I refuse to pay that much for a game that I'm barely gonna play. Mm. But it was like 99 cents. So I was like, yes, I'm gonna scoop this up.
Nice.
And I picked up Xenonia 1 and 2, and then they also have another game called Illusia, which is a side-scroller, like, beat 'em up, which is pretty good, though. Like, has RPG elements, too. Been playing that. Today, I actually just downloaded a little game called Medieval for the PS1. Started playing that. That's a little fun. And also, Unk. I'm not even sure if I'm saying Unk Hatred. 3 is
Unk Hatred.
Basically, like, from what I've seen, it's like you're playing this young guy with his uncle, and
he hates him.
I don't understand why he hates him, because he's fighting off people trying to kill your uncle, so I guess you're just protecting your uncle from other people who hate him.
But you hate him too. I mean, it's.
I mean, maybe that's a twist.
Everyone
at the end of the
fucking
game.
Hates your uncle.
You
so
want far, to be the one to kill him. No one
so
else
far,
can kill
it's,
him.
So it's, far, it's you're protecting him. I guess you want to be the only one that kills him. But it's
okay.
It's a lot of fun. Unk Hatred. I would look out for that one. Apparently, there's been.
And those are all Android iPhone games.
No, that one is for the PS Triple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm downloading Unk Hatred right now. Yeah, as
I, apparently, I missed the first two. I never knew about them. Well, now they're coming out with the third one.
So is it like a beat 'em up?
It's a shooter and a beat 'em up at the same time.
Hmm.
Like you can shoot and throw punches. Like you can shoot mm-hmm. with your right hand and then punch with the left.
Okay.
And, or kick.
Well, but all of them, you better protect your uncle with the whole body.
Yeah, and also you can fist bump your uncle if you want to. Like if you.
Can you fist him?
I'm pretty sure
right
that's unlocked level 15. I'm not there yet.
Nice.
That's one of the fatalities.
But, is that it?
Yeah, that's it so far.
I know you were playing something else.
The skin.
The beta?
Yeah, Unk Hatred.
Did you really not get the joke the whole time, Adam?
Wait, what?
Did you... That whole thing went right over your head?
Yes. Oh, God. Unk Hatred.
Oh, God. I'm not here for this.
I was thinking
no, I literally
of, like,
just made that up
this
right
game,
now.
This beat 'em up game.
I know.
Where,
wow.
Where you try to defend your
That's
hated uncle.
Amazing.
Well, good job, Angel.
Oh, my God. All right, sorry. Basically, I was talking about Uncharted 3. The demo's out today.
He was... Yeah, no uncles are hated. Unless you go into it hating your uncle.
Yeah, I mean, that's your problem, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt,
mm-hmm.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing nothing. My sister was here visiting until today. I took her to the airport today. So when she was here, we just did stuff. That wasn't really at the video games. So I've been playing really... I've been playing a little bit of Little Big Planet 1.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I did go to... I went to Snoqualmie, the place where they filmed the television show Twin Peaks, if anybody's
Ooh,
a fan of that.
Nice.
It was great. We drove all around there.
Did you see the midget?
Yeah, the midget was dancing there. No, but we saw a lot of the locations from the show.
That's really cool.
Some of them look different.
Mm-hmm.
And just overall, that is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. If you're in Washington and you're a fan of the show, I'd definitely check it out. And also hit me up and we'll hang out.
Cool.
Nice.
Not really. I'm not going to hang out with any of you.
So, Alex?
I had some friends over after a wedding, so we played Rock Band 2 and Beatles
cool.
Rock Band.
I played real life Beatles Rock Band yesterday, and me and my friend Zach covered the entirety of Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh, that's really cool.
At a party.
That is badass.
Yeah.
You
and,
recorded
by any chance? No, but my Paul McCartney voice is great, and I can sing. The whole first song is just a blast to sing.
Should have recorded it.
No, it wasn't that good.
I don't want to relive that moment.
We don't know any of the songs. I have a Beatles chord book, and we're just looking at it while playing.
Gotcha.
So it was pretty confusing most of the time.
Oh, okay.
We were just switching off instruments and stuff. It was great.
Alex, was that
anyway,
it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I played, and then the past week, for whatever reason, I've been playing this terrible Super Nintendo game called Blackthorn,
mm-hmm.
and it's just terrible. Just watch the videos for it.
On your Super Nintendo?
Sure, why not?
No, is it? Are you using your own, like your old school Super Nintendo?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
So, why are you playing it?
It's, you know when you have this memory as a kid, and you're like, I remember that being good. And you go back, and you play it, and you realize why you didn't think it was good as a kid. You remember specific points, like the only reason you played it was because you didn't own anything else at the time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I thought to myself, I have to put it to myself to actually finish this. And I'm in the midst of finishing it. And it's just bad. It was, if anybody is unsure what this game is about, which is probably most of you because it was probably made after you guys were born, because we have high school students, people from high school listening to this podcast.
You mean before they were born?
Sure, why not?
After? Oh, what the fuck are you?
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, but
during their birth. During it's their birth. Twin.
This game.
It came out of their mother right before they did.
But I just want to let the listeners know that we're Alex is drinking a wine cooler. He's fucking with his head a little bit, that's why.
Shut up! It's a game made by Blizzard that was distributed by a company called Interplay. Which Interplay, I think, they filed for bankruptcy. I don't know. They came back, but Blizzard also made Lost Vikings 1 and 2, and then they eventually made StarCraft, and then Korea loved them. Loved them long time. Well, before that, oh yeah, and then there was Warcraft, and then. There's World of Warcraft, and then the South Park episode.
Or Knights of the Republic.
Okay, so this game.
So basically this game is an old platform. It's like a puzzle platformer kind of game, but it's almost, I don't know if it's like stilted is the right word for it. You have to be precise in your jumps. It just is a pain in the ass to play.
So is it kind of like Ninja Gaiden?
No. No, it's nothing like Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden's a lot better.
Really?
No, the original game is better. Like, the game is just evil.
What, the original Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love that game.
That game sucks.
That game's evil. Evil.
Oh, Alex.
What? Pure evil.
You I and your beat,
look,
twisted...
I could beat that, look, I could beat... Okay. I can beat Ninja Gaiden 2 without dying... I can beat...
Of course, because you played it a billion times.
Yeah, I can beat Ninja Gaiden 3 with dying once, but that's because I can't get through the last level before the time runs out.
Well, you just...
Okay.
Suck,
Ninja
then.
Gaiden 1. Like, that's just an
I
evil can... game.
One, I could beat 1, too. I've beaten 1. The worst thing about 1 is the birds.
Oh, God, birds are... Oh.
You know yeah. what I'm talking about, right?
Oh.
You know what I'm
Guys,
talking about.
Sorry.
I can beat my dick in 30 seconds. That doesn't mean...
I'm impressed.
That's impressive. Yeah, that...
I'm impressed.
It's still terrible, and nobody wants to be a part of it.
Just no one, so, walks you. In, and you're just like, oh, God, what... Oh, Matt, what are you yeah, doing?
Go, man, go.
Basically,
beat your high score.
I have the Ninja Gaiden of dicks.
Right.
Oh, that's a great game, though. Beating dicks.
Okay.
I mean Ninja Gaiden.
I don't know.
Okay. Well.
Well, we got to talk about like old games that everybody loves or hates. But
no, I think we should
maybe
talk about games that we hated when we were younger, forget about them, and hate them again when we play them again.
No,
when
you
we're
know,
older.
Like there's, I have one Nintendo game for that, and it's called Battletoads.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's just not humanly possible to beat. Isn't one area like ridiculously hard?
One area?
You know what I'm saying? There's one specific area that no like you can't beat like if unless you're like half computer.
I think it's the rat race.
It's the one where you're
Adam, you played this recently, didn't you?
Me?
There's one level. So there's one level I can't get past in Battletoads, and basically you have to go through this rat maze essentially, but you have to beat the rat. And the rat, you go through it 3 times, but it's like near impossible. You have to do it perfectly. It's near impossible to do it.
Yeah, well, that's how games were before they got easy.
Before they got fun.
Yeah, I know, right?
Before I wanted
I just
to play
to that podcast.
All right. Well, I've been playing Dead or Alive Dimensions, and that's about
really?
It.
Really.
Yeah, I got it for free. So
oh, okay, about selling.
Why not?
I hope you didn't pay money for that.
No, I didn't go out and buy it. Come on, give me some credit. No, but I got it for free, and I've been playing it, and it's you know, it's a Dead or Alive game, so whatever. Adam's News Hour. So let's see, new gaming releases for PS3. We got Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3, and that also came out on 360. Beyond Good and Evil
yes!
HD came out on PS3. Final Fantasy III came out for Virtual Console on Wii, and 3DS was Resident Evil The Mercenaries. Upcoming games, the only two like big ones I found are Catherine on July 16th for PS3 and 360, and then Limbo for PS3 on July 31st. So that's pretty
cool. Oh, Limbo's on PS3 now?
It will be, July 31st. Gaming news, I don't really have anything, but let's see.
Oh, I have some news. Have you guys seen the screenshots for Catherine? You can kind of see like half an anime boob.
Well, it's actually one whole anime boob if you count both of them.
Well, you can see half of both of them?
Right.
But it's from the side, I don't think.
So maybe
I don't know. I think it was the kind of thing like that I'd be interested in
originally full frontal. I thought that Catherine was just a character from like one of the No More Heroes games. I didn't think it was its own game.
Is there going to be full frontal?
Yes, most definitely.
Just like hard dicks in places.
Well, speaking about No More Heroes and full frontal nudity,
yes.
I guess they're remaking No More Heroes 2 for the PlayStation Move.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
And is there going to be full frontal nudity?
They said there's going to be photo gallery. Photo gallery, you can have naked Sylvia or whoever.
Oh, yes. That's what I want.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but I know I'm actually might pick up a Move just so I can play that.
Right, and you can.
No, because
necessarily need a Move.
No.
I think so, because it says it's Move only. Yeah, it's a Move enabled port. Oh, it says Move enabled port, so maybe it's not.
No, Move enabled ports just mean they added Move foot support. But you could tape your dick to the Move, and then you just kill two birds with one stone.
Did the other one come out already? Like the other.
The 360 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I know it came out in Japan. I think it came out in the US too. I don't remember. Anyways, who was it? Was it Senate that passed the bill or Congress?
For what?
What bill?
For the video game violence?
No, the Supreme Court
decision.
Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court knocked down the law, the Californian law, saying it was unconstitutional.
For, what was it, for minors to buy video games?
Yeah, it was the minors to buy video games.
For violent video games?
Video games are protected now under the
First Amendment. The argument is that, the video games are protected under First Amendment, like Adam Angel said.
Okay. Good. Very good.
The one thing I do want to say is, I don't want to hear the guys from Gears of War all of a sudden praising the Supreme Court decision, saying their work is artistic.
Right, exactly. It doesn't mean that every game is now a great work of art.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're comparing... If they're comparing themselves to, like, Van Gogh...
They are.
And Beethoven...
Definitely.
And The Godfather...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see it.
Just like Van Gogh, just like a good Van Gogh, Bulletstorm will scare the dick off you.
So what if they put like a Van Gogh painting on like a tattoo on one of the Gears of War guys?
Work of art. It's even more arty.
Like
there
you
go.
Actually, you can actually fit the entire Starry Night on their back. That's how big they are.
Holy crap, man!
Oh, speaking of
speaking of
art, artists, you guys should see Midnight in Paris. It's Woody Allen's new movie. I saw that last week.
Oh, I thought that was the new porn with Paris Hilton.
No. That is a different one. But Midnight in Paris is really good, and it's got lots of artists in it. Watch it.
Cool.
And it's protected under First Amendment speech, so don't worry.
Of course.
You can say anything in that theater, and it will go.
Because it's art.
It's a fucking cunt! And then a judge will come and give you a high five.
Is there any other gaming news you guys can think of?
Xbox Live cloud saves are now online, apparently.
Right, but we can't really do anything with that yet, can we?
Yeah, you can. It says it's online.
Go save a cloud, man.
Save a cloud, bitch.
Donate today.
rumors of the PlayStation 4.
Right. So, what was that? They were going to start development this year, and it was going to be out next year? Or no, early 2012.
Yeah, but it seemed like... who's the president of Sony? Jack Tretton?
Barack Obama.
Yes.
Not Tretton, my president.
I believe.
But Tretton was saying basically, he had made earlier comments basically that they just cannot be making a system anytime, or, you know, they're not going to be releasing a system anytime soon. They're going to reuse their resources to make the PS3 live as long as possible, basically.
Yeah, that seems a lot more likely.
Which is also why, you know, the 360 is pushing for their Kinect right now. That's why you saw all that business. And now they're trying to integrate, you know, Sony's trying to integrate Move into as much things as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're looking at least another 3 years before I don't even know if the systems are going to be launched, but we hear anything about them. So,
well, let's see. I'm trying to look up because there was some new Skyward Sword news.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you guys see the video on Kotaku of the guy putting the mods on Grand Theft Auto 4?
I saw that article, but I didn't look
at it. Yeah, it looks incredible.
Looks really good. Does it? Amazing. Like, I would actually.
So it was just like a graphical.
Motion blur, depth of field.
Everything, better lighting, different car models. Yeah, the street looks better. There's like nighttime. It looked ridiculous.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really well
done. No more all white people in the city, just like all fans of Grand Theft Auto want. No other colors and stuff.
That's the only way to do it.
That'd be awesome. They added like a whole group of like Elvis impersonators. You always need those.
But then that means that you have to kill white people, and that's just wrong.
No more killing.
No, your car just bounces off
them.
Yeah,
no more killing.
No more killing?
No, you can't kill white people.
Okay,
there's only one. It's like Waldo. There's only one black person in the entire city, and you get like 80,000 million
bullets.
Not bullets, just, you know, money.
80,000 million money. Maybe if this was Kingdom Hearts, you fucking idiot.
Bunnies. Let's see. So for Skyward Sword, Zelda starts out as a childhood friend of Link's. We already knew that. She's not royalty. Plot unfolds quite a bit differently. The plot is something like a school drama, you could say. The flying sequence at the E3 demo is Link competing against his classmates. One of them looks kind of like a bad guy, as you saw, and he shows up in other ways in the game, too, since he has a major thing for Zelda. Despite this, though, the game progresses in somewhat of a similar fashion to previous Zelda title. The game starts in Skyloft, a city that's floating in the air, and you'll come back down to this town multiple times. There are always things proceeding along in the town, and in that respect, it's very much like Majora's Mask, so that's pretty cool.
Like
with Majora,
games.
There are a lot of game events involving town people that get intertwined with the main story. Link, Zelda, and their other friends all go to the same boarding school, and you've got teachers and a principal. They want to give you cool new items up front instead of waiting to give them to you later. Skyloft is the only like world that the people know about until, I guess, later in the game. Everybody in Skyloft has their own bird. It's like a rite of passage.
These sounds like details we don't really care about till we play the game.
Well, I care about them.
But you're kind of like ruining the game for me right now.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Why don't we hold off on this stuff unless it's like really important?
Yeah, well, there's only two more.
Because it seems like little details. Like we
it's like little details.
This is stuff like we'd rather hear about when we play the game.
God. Party poopers.
Yeah. To be honest, it's because I really want to watch this Grand Theft Auto demo without you talking.
Yeah. How good is it so far?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's not the first time I've seen people do mods like this, though. Free Space 2 has a community. Free Space 2 is an old space simulator game, but basically...
Yeah, I know what it is. I just heard you in the podcast talk about it.
They have a group that added new models to the game. I mean, it looks gorgeous. So,
yeah.
But it's amazing. This is fucking amazing as hell.
Yeah, it's very well done. This guy, or whoever like they got their stuff from,
is it open source or?
I think so.
Just it must like be, right?
Yeah.
In order to mod it like this?
Yeah, I would have to guess so.
Did you guys see the Portal 2 music video?
Yes, that's really
good,
too.
I didn't know that was a fan film.
Well, I figured it would be, like, once I saw fan film because of the fact that, didn't they just open up, like the level editor?
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought they did for the PC.
They just did the level editor recently.
Yeah, sweet. So like, I figured that's what the first thing part of someone do.
Yeah, that looks incredible.
My friend so and I want there's a website to get thinkingwithportals.com is where you can download the downloads of the fan made maps, and my friend and I have been meaning to play some of them. They had a contest recently for two players, and we haven't had the time to do it, but if we get around to it, I'll definitely talk about it.
Cool.
So is that the end of Adam's News Hour?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I watched Wind Waker HD like on the Dolphin emulator.
Oh,
and it looks fucking amazing.
It's beautiful, right?
It is ridiculous. Like, if that's one of the games I really want like HD remake for on the Wii U.
Oh my fucking god!
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get a drink open with my keys because I don't want to go out there for a bottle opener.
You know, if you had a bottle opener on your keychain.
Yeah, no.
Or on your shoe.
What's the easiest way to do that? Hold on.
Or my hat. Or
do you have a sturdy table or something, like an edge you can...
No, it will just chip. It will chip my desk.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
okay. Well, look at Catherine for a few seconds, and there's your sturdy edge.
Well, Google it real quick. How to open a bottle without a bottle opener.
I'm going to do it. Give me a second. God fucking damn it. Why the fuck isn't it a twisty like the other ones? I got this
Heineken?
New... I've never drank this before.
What is Heineken?
No, it's Ranger India Pale Ale. I'm guessing.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I didn't buy it.
I don't buy beer.
I didn't buy anything. I'm cheap. I'm poor.
Have you gone to work lately?
No.
Ah.
Anyway, so what's going on?
Where the fuck does this guy get the names for the Colossi, by the way?
Adam, your news hour's over, so what's next?
What's our main
topic?
We're
going to talk about our favorite bosses from...
Yeah, it's up! Top's off!
From every game ever.
Nice.
So I think we decided we're going to say like our favorite boss, like the character, and then our favorite boss battles.
Wait, what?
Like
no,
Matt,
I think we should just say one.
Well, we gotta stretch
just
preface
it with which it is, which you prefer. Do you prefer just the boss, or do you prefer the boss battle? Just say that before, so we can kind of integrate it, so we don't have to split it up into two weird parts.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Oh, we're really talking. Matt's recording.
Yes, we're really talking.
Yeah, we've been recording, man.
Way to break the fourth wall.
I like I'll go first.
Okay.
My favorite boss? Okay. I really didn't think about boss. I was just talking about boss battles in general. But, like, one of my favorite ones was Twin Rova. And in
Very
Ocarina
good.
Of Time.
From... Okay, Ocarina of Time.
Because it's just, like, the use of the mirror shield. And it was, like, really cool effects at the time. Like, you see the... You know, when you store, like, the fire magic and the ice magic. It was, like, one of the most kick-ass moments in the game. And when you use it against each other, it's pretty bad.
And they're hot as
once.
Fuck.
Hell yeah, when they combine, they're hot
Kotaki
as fuck.
Kotaki and Kume, oh yeah, so hot.
So hot. Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones. And I'm trying to think. And another good one was from God of War 3 is when you're fighting Titan.
Nobody's played that besides you.
Yeah, really? So. No one's played God of War 3?
No.
It's incredible because when you're fighting Titan, it's basically you're climbing up him at the same time that you're basically doing other shit to fight him. And it's like he is a giant, like he's kind of like a stage and also intermixed with like boss segments. And it's pretty simple, but it's just amazing for what's going on. Like you have this entire living character moving around trying to shake you off and you're like running up him. It's pretty impressive.
So that's very similar to
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes.
Which as a cheap cop out, every single one of the bosses in there is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
But like,
it
no,
is.
What? Actually, no. One of the my absolute favorite one is called. I actually found the name. It's called Dirge. Mm-hmm. It's a 10th Colossi, and it's it is a huge worm-like Colossus that moves through in and out of sand, and you have to basically ride aggro backwards and shoot its eyes out and then jump on him.
I didn't like that one all that much.
I liked it. I thought it was just because there's so much you have to do at the same time. Like to
yeah.
It's like it requires you to maneuver aggro, aim.
Right, yeah, like a lot of the time I would run into like the random rocks that are in there and aggro would just stop and like the Colossi would knock me off. Matt, who are your favorite bosses?
Well, one of mine that is definitely was I marked this as a favorite long before Adam got the chance to.
Yeah, right.
Is Stall Lord and Twilight
Wait,
Princess.
Wait, no, that wasn't the one.
Oh, that's not the one you're thinking of?
No.
Oh, you're thinking of the Bone Dragon from the...
From Shadow of the Colossus.
No. Twilight Princess.
That one, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, is the dragon Stalord?
Yeah. No, wait, which dragon?
The one with the dual claw shot.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
That's like okay. Abaddon.
That's the flying dragon, yeah.
Okay.
We're not so talking about Shadow of the Colossus still, right?
Unless that's one of your favorites.
No, it's not.
Okay, so you're talking about a boss from Twilight Princess.
Right, Stalord, who's like a dragon skeleton-looking thing, who you fight
with the spinner. With the spinner.
It is not the hardest boss battle, but I think it is the coolest. Like, that was the one that I go back to, and, like, that was fucking badass. Like, you feel like a badass when you're fighting him, and you do the spinny thing, and then you go up. It's pretty awesome.
Right. It fulfills every kid's childhood dream to do Beyblades with giant bone dragons.
Right. Yeah. And I think actually Twilight Princess had great boss battles. Even if they weren't that difficult, some of them are really cool.
They're the most memorable. I think they're very memorable. They're really well done.
I hated Goma. Goma was the worst boss, I think, of maybe any game I've played.
I think it was easy, but it was cool. I thought it was neat.
It lasted like 2 seconds.
But that,
and it was one of the last bosses.
Some great things have lasted 2 seconds. I'm not going to go any further than that.
That was a double innuendo.
Anyway. So, I think Twilight Princess had great boss battles. Dr. Nefarious from Ratchet & Clank... I think it's the third one. Maybe it's the second one. Anyway, he's great. Again, not the greatest boss fight, but his dialogue and the character design himself is very memorable and will stay with me until the grave, you know. It's that serious. There's one more I thought of. Oh, I know. Pikmin 2. I had it pulled up. I can't have Firefox open anymore. So I'm just going to go ahead and make up a name. Stacy.
Okay.
Stacy.
Oh, yeah, Stacy. She was really hard.
Oh.
No. What'd you do in that battle?
There's pretty... I believe it shot fire. It was one of the
Shatfire.
I think it was one of like it was a boss that you fought in underground.
Underground, yeah. I think I know the one. You're talking
in one
about.
Of the dungeons. Yeah, there was this really difficult boss battle underground. I think it might have been on a Louis when you play as Louis. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But Pikmin 2
was it like in a big kind of circular arena?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Did it shoot fire or was it electricity?
Fire sounds right.
Anyway, that boss battle is fucking awesome. That game also is full of awesome boss battles. I can't wait for Pikmin 3 on Wii U. I was thinking about what makes a good boss battle, and I don't... Pikmin is the only one out of my choices that is actually a difficult boss battle. Pikmin has some tough boss battles.
Yeah.
Both of them. But I think overall... Just the setup and the execution of the boss battle. A boss battle can't be too long, I don't think. If a boss battle is too long, it loses. Like, I find in a lot of Final Fantasy games, boss battles are too long that they lose their, like, the bosses lose their mystique because you just sit there staring at them for too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's like something like Goma in Twilight Princess, I don't know, you hate him for some reason or hate her. But I thought that was cool because it was short, but Goma was such an overwhelming presence and such a creepy area that I thought it was really effective.
Meh.
I don't know. That...
All right. So is that it for you?
I think so.
Okay. Alex?
Once I think of more while somebody else is talking.
So, I agree with Matt in terms of not necessarily... It doesn't have to be the hardest boss battle, and it, as long as it has atmosphere. And Twilight Princess, Twilight Princess has great atmospheric bosses. They're going to be easy because most Zelda games have easy bosses. I really like... There's a couple I really like. Symphony of the Night, if you ever... there's one guy, Beelzebub?
Yeah.
He's basically the guy... He's hanging in chains and there's flies around him. And there's flies coming in three dimensions... Like, from the screen towards your towards your character. It's the most disgusting boss you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I really liked him. I love a Bobo from Double Dragon because he has a pumpkin face, and you can throw him over a conveyor belt if you do it right. I think going back to something what Matt said, a boss battle can't be too long. And he said some, you know, a lot of Final Fantasy games sort of make this mistake by making it too long. Final Fantasy VI, Kefka, the final boss battle, I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks, and it's one really long boss battle, and you essentially have to assemble your 13 guys, 13 or 14 characters, I forgot how many characters there are, to fight them at the end. But it's broken up into like four parts that are relatively quick. And, it just gets hard. As you beat one section of it, the screen sort of pans up, and it gets harder and harder and harder each time you go. But that's definitely one of the well done Final Fantasy boss battles, I think.
I said, what about Ridley in Metroid Prime?
Which Metroid Prime?
First one.
It's all right.
I thought it was cool because you keep seeing him throughout the game. Like, it's really built up. I thought it was neat.
Was Prime 1 when you fought him, like, outside on, like, the landing deck?
Yeah. With the artifacts?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was all right.
I think it was cool. I mean,
it wasn't your favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's semi memorable, but it's not as cool.
It was
as
good, yeah. But not the best.
Yeah.
So do you have
Metroid
any others?
Prime had some great boss battles, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Which one?
Prime.
Yeah, Prime did have some good ones.
Prime 3 had some good ones too.
Yeah.
But
Alex, did you have any more?
Hitler from Wolfenstein 3D.
Good.
Basically, because he comes in this battle mech, and then when you destroy his mech, you have to find a video of this. Go to YouTube, type in Wolfenstein 3D Hitler. He comes in like this exoskeleton,
right? With two
and then
chain
his
guns.
Exoskeleton gets destroyed, and he starts shooting you with a couple Gatling guns. Anyway, he dies. He goes, Eva at Vitazane, and his body just melts. And then there's like a kill cam. It shows him dying again. It does it twice.
See, when I was young, like, my grandma bought me like the 99-cent shareware version, so I only got to really play the first 9 levels of that game. If I would have seen that as a kid, it would have fucking blown my mind. But I only got to see it.
Oh,
I
saw it when I was a little kid, so it pretty much fucked me over.
And now you love Hitler.
Right. So is that it?
We're trying to find it. Where is
it? Yeah, I mean, I can't really think of any like modern day boss battles. I'm like really, you know, really recently that.
See, that's interesting because like I was looking at all my games and I was, you know, thinking of bosses that I liked and I couldn't really think of any ones from like even before the GameCube that are really like my favorite. I don't know.
Oh, I just remember one from like Super Nintendo days. It's Super Shredder from Turtles in Time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Good choice. So let's see. For me, we already said it, but the Sand Dragon from Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, yeah.
The one in the desert where, you know, I guess it was like a snake dragon kind of thing, and it started in the sand, and then, like, you had to climb on its back as it was shooting out of the sand and started flying in the air.
It's so fucking cool.
Yeah. Very, so cool. Very fun.
I have to play Shadow of the Colossus, because, so, that's why I probably didn't mention those games.
Yeah, that's a mistake that you need to fix.
Yeah, it will be fixed.
Good. The first boss from Shadow of the Colossus, I really like, just because, I don't know. I think I played, like, a demo for Shadow of the Colossus, like, years before I actually played the game.
Uh-huh.
And just, I guess that experience just stuck with me, because it was so much fun. It's, like, very different from anything I had played before. Scarabs from Halo, any of the Halos, those are fun to kill.
Are those actual bosses?
Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. Sorry, bug on my screen. So the Bone Dragon from Twilight Princess, very fun with the dual claw shots. I forget its name, but the floating statue head in Wind Waker.
Oh.
From like the tower.
That's basically
I thought that was
Bongo.
Cheap as hell.
How so?
I found that one a little bit weird, because when you run out of arrows, he just spits out arrows for you.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was
true.
I mean, it's a cool idea, like sort of the Andros idea, but you run out of arrows instead of having little guys come out to attack you so you can get more arrows.
True, yeah.
He becomes like, here, we'll give you a
kill me!
Yeah. It's the same battle as Bongo Bongo, except that there's no bongos involved.
Well,
oh my god,
shooting
Bongo
stuff
was annoying,
at you.
Though.
I think that was my favorite part. Like, I think even that, like, part of that battle was in one of the first trailers for Wind Waker. Is like Link is just running away from like these huge electrifying blasts of awesome. I don't know. It just looks very cool.
Wait, what's the name of this boss again? I forgot.
I forget. It's in what's the tower called?
I think his name is Stacy.
Right. How could we forget? I don't know, but I guess the thing I like about that is like the balls of electricity he shoots at. It's a very cool thing to watch. And then I think we would all be remiss if we didn't say Sephiroth.
Why?
Just because it's a thing. No, but seriously, I liked playing Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 2.
No, Sephiroth. Go down. That's the guy's name.
Yeah.
No, Sephiroth is a piece of shit. But Kingdom Hearts 2, isn't he in the arena? No, it's Kingdom Hearts 1.
No, that's the first one, yeah. In Kingdom Hearts 2, you play him on, like, that cliff.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, to beat him. He's a bitch to beat on expert.
Yeah,
that's why I like it so much. Sephiroth. I like Squall.
Squall is awesome.
He
has a sword and a gun.
What are your most disappointing boss battles?
Goma
from Twilight Princess.
Yes.
I would say the guy at the end of Uncharted 2 was pretty easy. It was okay.
Yeah, it was just annoying because all you had to do is just hit the blue saps to blow it up.
I was thinking of some other one. I'd say pretty much any
Bowser from Mario Galaxy 2.
I think Bowser like in any of the Mario Galaxies is sort of disappointing.
Yeah.
After the first time, The first time it's cool.
It's just
but then
there's not a, there's not enough of it, and it's too much of the same thing over and over.
Fable 2. Did you any of you guys play Fable 2?
No.
Fuck Fable 2. That had the shittiest last boss fight where you just walk up and it takes 12 seconds to beat him. You do like one attack and he's dead. They had the lamest last boss battle.
The end of the Half-Life games, Half-Life 2 games at least. You know, you don't want to get into a boss fight where you're... You want to get to a boss where you're like, oh, shit. Like, how the hell am I going to deal with that? But it's almost like you're trying to think of a way out of it. Right? You don't want to get to a boss fight where you're dreading to fight the boss. Or you're dreading a situation. Like in Half-Life 2 Episode 2, you end up having to fight the hunters along with the Striders.
That was the coolest part. I love that
part. It was such a pain in the ass.
No, well, the hunters you have to kill with kinetic weapons.
With the logs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just lob logs at them. But it's such a pain in the ass. I mean, it was like, this is...
I know, I had a lot of fun with that.
This is taxing. Like, this is... I gotta drive around and actually find the next one. Like, that's a fucking pain in the ass. I think Adam's gonna... Well, okay. I was gonna mention one that I loved, and I didn't... I can't believe I didn't mention it. GLaDOS?
Oh, yeah.
From which game?
Portal 1.
Okay.
I love GLaDOS from Portal 1 and Wheatley from Portal 2. Like, the final boss battles for both of them are great. The one...
Yeah, no, I loved GLaDOS.
Oh, you know who was lame? Saddler from the end of Resident Evil 4.
He was lame? I thought... I mean...
Which one was he?
Last boss.
He's the very last boss. I think the lamest one was Wesker from Resident Evil 5.
Oh, yeah, that was just shitty. Well, that was just, like, not fun.
Yeah. You didn't enjoy punching that boulder?
No. Oh, no, I did, because I didn't punch a boulder. It's fucking Chevin had to hang onto an edge for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. And you're gotcha. Like, oh, God, my finger hurts.
I know. That was such bullshit. Yeah.
No,
that
it was dumb.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 and 5 had both disappointing last boss battles. And not just because they were, like, it wasn't what you expected. It was just like with...
No, because like in
Wesker,
Resident Evil 4,
it was
like
cheap.
When you fight, like you fight the hell's his name, Krauser. That was an awesome boss battle,
right? Or
is he the one in the water?
Hmm.
No, he's a the commander.
He was the guy,
the mercenary guy. Yeah,
right. Where you were like in that huge arena or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that was a fun boss battle.
In Salazar, who sends his like right hand man after you or right hand man? Those
right
dudes
hand
were
comes off
tough as shit.
Yeah.
They will kill you in one hit. And then Saddler, if you have a grenade launcher, which I did, or RPG, it took like 3 hits and then he's dead.
Yeah.
But then you get to drive away in a jet ski and then probably bang the president's daughter, so that's pretty awesome. She's got pretty big boobs.
Then you go film my date with the president's daughter.
Right. And you're the guy from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, right. You're Will Friedle. Apparently that's who Leon is.
Surprise. Spoilers.
Spoilers, guys, sorry. He changed his name.
In Sonic, in the... not the Secret Rings. That's what it was called before. The
Blacklight one?
The fight... No, the... Shit. Sonic and the... The first Wii one. The Rings of Fire. Secret Rings, whatever.
Yeah. Secret Rings.
That whole game was terrible, but the last boss was just... God,
you actually
awful.
Played till the end of a fucking Sonic game?
Well, yeah, because I bought it. I wasn't gonna not play it.
Yeah, I feel you. If I buy things, I'll try to.
But
finish it.
It was like it was some weird version of like Super Sonic, and it wasn't Super Sonic. It was something else, and it was just awful.
Adam,
awful,
are
awful,
you gonna
awful.
Buy Sonic Generations?
As of now, I would say yes.
I fucking hate you.
Still, there's nothing bad about it yet.
Everything's bad about it.
That happens every time. Like I thought the same
thing
about
Sonic
Unleashed.
Well, that's why I'm saying, as of now.
And then I played Sonic Unleashed, and I was like, oh, God, why?
Right, right.
Did you vote for George Bush the second time around?
Was I old enough to vote?
I don't think so.
Might have been.
No, my worst boss, the most disappointing one, was Lost Planet. I don't know if you guys play that one.
No, I couldn't beat the game because it was so shitty. I spent $60 on that piece of shit.
Like, I remember why I stopped playing. Like, I literally went out and bought it for like $3 or $4, something like that, from GameStop. And I was like, you know, one day I was going through my achievement list, and I was like, why the fuck never finish this game?
Oh, right.
I started playing it, and I was like, wow, I know. This game is fucking god-awful. So I finally get to the final boss, and like, you get this super mech, and you're flying in space. It's kind of like Supersonic in Sonic Adventure 2.
Mm-hmm. That was
just
pretty bad.
It was just, oh god, it was so bad. It was so. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's so bad.
Shit, I just had one. I forgot.
Gandalf. Worst boss battles.
Worst boss battles. Can we mention like Top Man from Mega Man? Mega Man 3?
Of course, Mega Man.
Sure.
Every Mega Man game has a couple bad boss battles.
Oh, Just Cause.
The entire game is just bad.
Yeah, pretty bad. What?
Are you talking about Just Cause 2 or Just Cause 1?
Just Cause 2.
Oh.
There isn't like any one boss battle, but I mean, I guess that's kind of cheating since you can kind of do anything in a quote-unquote boss battle, but...
Oh, I know a good one.
Yes?
Oblivion. Because...
Didn't play it.
The ending of that game is bullshit. And,
Is this for the worst or the best?
Worst.
Okay.
Because the ending of the game, like, you finally get the last Oblivion Gate, and then you go through, and it's like this really lame thing where the engines are not powerful enough to have that many characters on screen. So it's like the entirety of the forces of Cyrodiil come together to fight, and it's like 8 guys.
Nice.
And they fight like 8 demons, and it's really lame.
Oh, the last battle in the first Assassin's Creed was kind of like that, too.
That's funny, because I'm not yet, you cunt!
Ew.
Anyway.
I didn't say anything about it, Jesus.
I'm not done! I'm talking about Oblivion! I actually don't remember what happened in the last boss battle in Oblivion. I just remember I didn't really like it that much. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that was it. I'm done. I'm going to go with
most disappointing again, Saren from Mass Effect 1.
Oh, yeah.
Because by that time, you're so overpowered, and it's disgusting. Oh, yeah. And I barely shot him myself. My teammates fucking ripped him
apart.
That's
funny, because the reason why I brought up this disappointing boss battle is Mass Effect 2. What the fuck was that?
Oh, the human Reaper baby?
Human Reaper baby? They don't even explain why
Spoilers,
that's necessary.
Spoilers, what the hell? Haven't played the game, assholes.
Too bad.
I don't really fucking care.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
That's awesome.
They never fucking
either,
explain
awesome.
It.
I want to hear the words human Reaver baby.
They never explain it. Ugh. Oh, and also, I saved up my nuclear weapon that I never even figured out how to use, really.
Oh, the heavy weapons? Oh, the nuclear one. Oh, God, that was so dumb.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to fire it at his fucking huge Reaper baby face. And then I shoot it, and it clips through him.
Oh.
Nice. Fantastic.
And you have one shot with it.
Yeah, you get one shot, and you have to hold. Like, you have to charge it up, and it's basically a fucking nuke. It's terrible.
I don't remember if it was Gears of War 1 or 2, but it was kind of like that, where you use the Hammer of Dawn, and like you hit it 2 or 3 times, and like you couldn't get hit during that boss battle. So like it was pretty much an auto win.
Oh, if you for the last the Chief in the Mass Effect 1, I mean, I'm sorry. Gears of War 1, if you save the Hammer of Dawn, you can use it on the train to kill the guy, and it's easy as hell.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Because you have to hold on to it because you were
in a helicopter.
No, not 2. 2 is like at the end, you break into the you break it back into the city underground, and then you use the Hammer of
Dawn
to
finish it
off.
Right, and then you use the helicopter to fly up.
It was like a
Lambin
something. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, you're
the
in the hell.
Giant,
that's 2. Yeah.
The giant Ouroboros in, I think, Resident Evil 5.
Oh, Resident Evil 5? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
like
Ouroboros,
on the ship?
Like, once you get it inside the trap it in the fire thing.
Trap it in the fire thing.
You ever trapped it in the... Oh,
I'm talking about, like, when it's huge and, like, you're on the
ship.
Oh,
on the ship! It's, yeah. It's this girl. What the hell's her name?
The scientist lady?
Yeah, no, yeah, not the scientist lady. Yeah. He turns her into that. Yeah, that was disappointing too. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of those boss battles were terrible.
Do you think boss battles for more recent games are?
No, because I had a lot of fun in some of the recent ones, like in Gears 1, in Gears of War 1, when you face off against the Berserker. It was a lot of fun with me and my brother, because like we'll decide who's actually gonna attract his attention, and we're all freaking out because we see it running towards us. So we're just screaming like idiots. We're like, "What the fuck? Get it away from me!"
Do you think it's a last boss thing?
Yeah, because by that time you're so overpowered and you're so
I mean, in some cases it's almost like they have the last boss. It's a really tricky thing, right? You have to fight a boss. You have to design a boss that's even greater than everything else that you sort of went up against, and it's sort of not matchable. You can't really match it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, it's not only that. It's that if you guys play God of War 1, it's like they throw a curveball at you where it's just like it doesn't even test your skills. It's like a fighting game all of a sudden.
Like when you're both huge and that was so...
That was the worst. I think that was the worst. Well,
I'm watching the Zant fight right now for 20%. It's so good. I just realized how good this fight is.
Which one?
Wait, who?
Zant.
What?
Oh yeah, that was a great fight.
The first fight.
No, no, good. The one where you had to use basically all your weapons and shit like that, and it's so much fun.
But you know what's great about Twilight Princess's bosses were easy, but the boss fights were memorable. You had to think a little bit. But
yeah, but it's a lot of fun to do. I'm just watching.
They're enjoyable. They're enjoyable to fight against, and they're epic. They're epic boss battles. But oh my god. Fighting Ares at the end of God of War 1? That was terrible. The worst, even worse was the thing before it, when you had to fight your clones and protect your family.
That was bad too.
That's one of the occasions where the boss battle is such a great idea, but everybody's gonna die. I fucking threw the controller against the wall because... it gets to a point you're not dying, it's just your family sucks. Right? And there's a billion guys around. Oh, I fucking hate it. It's not even hard, it's just fucking cheap.
One of my absolute favorites was the turning point in Kingdom Hearts 2 where you had to fight the hundreds or whatever of Heartless.
Castle.
Is that when Axel comes save you or no?
When who?
Axel.
I don't know. I just remember while I was fighting, okay, this is the best boss battle I've ever played in my life, just because it wasn't really hard, but just watching it unfold was really, really impressive, and the enemies just kept coming and coming and coming, and I said it wasn't really hard, but you did kind of have to monitor what you were doing and your magic and your health, but it was just very impressive battle.
That was fucking badass. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
A lot of the bosses in Kingdom Hearts are really cool.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Oh, Cerberus was really fun. In Kingdom Hearts.
I think if it's a game that doesn't normally have bosses in it, and there has to be a final boss battle, it tends to not work really well.
So right.
Like what?
We're mentioning Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2. There really aren't any boss battles throughout the games.
Yeah, they are.
Mass Effect 1?
Yeah,
There's a lot of... Every single world has, a big boss battle.
Not Morinth.
What?
What's the name of Liara's mom?
Oh my god, what the hell's her name?
She was fucking cheap and dumb as shit.
Yeah, she was cheap. If you don't play as an adept, then she's cheap as hell. It's easy.
If you're finding those areas, those areas aren't really boss battles. They just cram more guys into a room and they have one really hard guy to kill.
The final battle of the area.
The final boss. Yeah, it's not really a boss battle. I wouldn't really call that a boss battle.
It was a boss battle.
Well, it's an RPG. It's not like an epic action game. It's two different genres you're comparing.
I was hoping, and I don't know if God of War 3 does it, but God of War 1 didn't do it much either. Where it was, I was hoping you.
Oh yeah, where no, God of War 3, you have a lot of bosses.
But I wish it was like
because you get you get more weapons that way.
Okay, because in God of War 2 had more boss battles. God of War 1 didn't have many, I don't think.
God of War 3, you face off.
Against all the gods, right? In God of War 2,
you basically fight all the gods.
In God of War 2, you face off against mythical Greek heroes.
Yeah. God of War 2 had a lot of more. Yeah, God of War 1 didn't have that many bosses, to be honest.
I think it had that thing, thing in the cage. There's like two boss battles, effectively.
Oh, yeah. Literally, there is like only two boss battles in that game.
Oh, shit. Dark Link. Good boss battle.
Just Dark Link cheap.
From Ocarina of Time. Well, really? And Ocarina of Time? Adventure of Link was actually pretty good,
simple.
Too. Well, and by that time, you know how to beat him.
Well, I guess because every single other time I play after that, I always get the big Goron sword before I even finish the Forest Temple.
Alex, I think you had started to ask like if we think bosses now are harder or like the reverse or something, and like I think part of it is the fact that we have the internet and that. You know, if we do get frustrated or like we can't figure it out,
I don't think it's a matter of figuring it out in a lot of 2D platforming games. Even if
old or new,
huh?
Old or new?
I think either. Both old either because in the end, like, let's say you play Mega Man X, right? A game like Mega Man X. Even if you know what boss weapon to use on the guy.
Yeah, sure. That's something that you have to practice on.
Bosses are still significantly difficult to do it.
Right.
And you have to sort of learn the pattern. Like, nobody can just tell you the pattern and say that's about it. With a 3D, like a 3D adventure game, normally if somebody tells you just, so the way I beat Dark Link was you just don't Z-target him, you just walk up to him and just hack the slash button and eventually you go through him and hit him.
Yep.
If you just tell
so like with the 3D games, it's more about strategy and less about like reaction and timing.
Yeah, and so in a 2D platformer, it's both strategy as well as skill and planning. I mean, it's a mixture of things. There's a puzzle aspect to it in many cases.
Right, but just knowing how to solve the puzzle isn't enough.
Yeah, it'll sort of save you. Like we were talking about Ninja Gaiden, the first three games, the for Nintendo. Just because you're reading an FAQ, you need to practice to actually beat some of those bosses.
No, it's ridiculously hard.
They're not that bad.
No, it's not that bad, but it's like the last one. The last bosses are what.
The last bosses are the giant ones.
Yeah, only because you have to. The ones that are large as a room. The entire thing all again.
Yeah, you got to restart from the beginning of the level, but that's all right. I mean,
so. Is there anything else, or should we go into emails?
Emails!
Don't make cry. I'm trying to think of some bosses.
Oh, and the best boss is conquering Zelda Williams' heart.
I thought you were over her.
I thought you were over her.
I'm bad. You know, you can't stay mad at her.
You said that you were done.
I just want to get my dick wet.
Yeah, you
know?
You can't get back in the game.
I just want to...
No takesies backsies. It's too late.
I say foursome. It's me, Zelda Williams, two of Alex's hot cousins. Just bam. It's awesome.
Bam.
Fivesome. Robin Williams is in there, too, for some reason.
God, that's
because of that magnificent
horrifying.
Beard.
It's pretty awesome. We both have...
The last Devil May Cry 1 is kind
of
bad, too.
Not only the beard on my chin, but my pube beard as well.
What'd you say, Angel?
The last boss, Amundus, in Devil May Cry 1.
Nobody cares! Bad.
Fungus.
This is a sex talk.
Okay. Emails. Shane Hennessy sends us an email. 3DS/Wii U connectivity. Do you think Nintendo will have some games or somehow all games be streamed from the Wii U to the 3DS, enabling all the system's beautiful games to be seen and played in 3D?
Nope.
I think it's something they would do since not everyone owns a 3D television set, and this would cover their butts from the Vita's graphic performance.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
It's not going to happen.
I wouldn't rule it out as something they'll try, but...
I would.
They have to. They can't... They've been trying to do that for so long, and... whatever. Let's see.
Thanks, Shane, for writing, though. Adam is not as grateful. I am. Thanks, Shane. Write us anytime.
Nick Cavedo. Operation Rainfall needs your help. So yeah, we didn't mention this last podcast, and he was not happy with this. How could you not talk about Operation Rainfall last podcast, sad face? I have a feeling this will be covered in the podcast, but whatever. What do you think of the stupid Club Nintendo reward? 25 pins. We spend a lot of money on your products. Come on. Just a quick question. Do you guys read the emails all at once? Why, you ask? In my next email, I would like to send in video game music, and you guess what the game or series it is. Smiley face. Till then, keep up the good work.
Oh, God.
Okay, so let's start. Operation Rainfall is the mission of a lot of American gamers to get 3 JRPGs over to America.
Yeah,
they've been released in Japan since earlier this year, and they... I don't know if they're all released in Europe now, but I know at least some of them are. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Okay, guys, before this podcast, we had to correct him. Adam kept saying Xenoblade, because he... I don't know if you know this. Adam is a fucking retard. He
doesn't
know how
to say anything. It's pronounced retard. Regardless
dumb shit.
Of how I pronounce my X's. It's that. Pandora's Tower and
yeah.
The Last Story.
And The Last Story.
So what people are doing is they're emailing Nintendo, they're flooding Nintendo's Facebook, and they're writing, like, written letters to
Nintendo.
Actually,
do you know what... They pre-ordered the game on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah. So, Nintendo so far has made no comment of whether those will or will not come to America.
No, they did. Nintendo of America said, they're like, that's great that you guys like it, but we have no plans.
How recent was that?
Like 3 or 4 days ago.
After the pre-ordering, after the pre-ordering thing, it...
They're like, we have no plans of bringing it over here still, so fuck you guys.
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous. So, I mean, you have to understand that their consideration is how much is it going to cost for them to bring it over here, and how much money are they going to be able to make it if it comes over here?
Right, if it's a couple hundred
think
people.
Think about it. They have to localize 3 games that are probably not going to sell well.
Maybe.
No,
they're not.
No, it's not
relative
maybe.
To how
it's,
much
it
costs.
No, it's not a maybe. It's definitely not going to sell well here.
It's not going
to
sell
how
well.
How can you possibly say that when there's so many people wanting to get it over here?
There's a couple thousand people.
There's a couple thousand people doesn't mean a whole lot. That's
localization
not enough
for costs
them.
A lot.
It's not going to do it. Especially for an area that's as large as the United States, it's not going to happen.
All right, listeners, don't listen to Alex. Write into Nintendo and...
I mean, you guys can continue writing
and
in trying to get this going, but it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. The same way I'm not ever going to get all the Tails game that I really want. So
same way that I'm never going to get all the Tail that I want from Zelda
right,
Williams
from,
and
Zelda
Alex's
Williams.
Hot cousin.
You know, he's
going
to let it go.
That's where I thought that was going. So thank you, Matt.
But they're not going to localize anything that people are not going to buy. And if it's such
exactly.
a small niche
they don't
market,
even,
if it's a
I
no, they
I
know
really
how
don't
many
think
people
they even need to localize it. Like, people would buy it.
They have to.
I mean, all the people who want it are people who like Japan. They're otaku, so it's not like they want the game,
then import
but they only
the game.
Want it
then
with
import
English.
The fucking game from Japan and get it over here. It's not a large enough market for them to bring
I
it
think
over here.
I think the Wii is region-locked.
Then get a Wii from Japan.
Okay, fine.
I mean, to be honest, that's why they're not gonna bring it over here if it's going to cost them so much money and they're not going to make the profit back.
Right.
If they're going to lose money on it, then there's no. If it's just such a small niche market, and you got, and they're going to be the most vocal ones, it's not going to come over. It's simple as that. If you know, if people, you wonder why hardcore games don't come to the Wii. It's because hardcore gamers don't buy those games, right? If you wanted a Halo equivalent, we probably should have bought. What the fuck was that game that came out?
Conduit.
Yeah, we sure bought Conduit and Conduit 2 in droves. Didn't
happen. Yeah, but see, the thing with like those hardcore titles for the
Wii
is that they're bad.
It does suck, but the thing is, if the way to get a consumer market, you know, to get...
Sure, but you can't put all the blame on the consumer when the games themselves are not good.
Nobody's blaming just them. I'm saying if you want to convince them to make more of what you want, you have to buy it in droves. You have to buy bad games. You have to buy it in droves. It goes a little bit both ways.
Next email.
Right. Hold on. So he said that he sent in some music clips,
which is his next email.
But he gave us the answer. Yeah, so I think maybe he wants the listeners. I think maybe he wants the listeners to guess.
We're not going
to
give them the links. You know.
Well, no, I'm just going to throw in like a 5-second clip, and you guys can write in, and we'll see. Okay. He did send us a PIN number for New Super Mario Brothers DS.
Thank you.
So we've got 50 Nintendo points to give out sooner or later. But if you guys continue sending those in, we'll have even more.
Awesome.
There's one more. So, I just want to make one more comment about the complaint he was saying about why you should, Nintendo should give us more. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. Because we buy their products? What was the whole thing about?
What? What are you talking about?
He was complaining about Nintendo should... Club Nintendo should...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because the Platinum and Gold rewards came out for this year. Platinum... you have to get 600 points, and for every dollar is 1 point. So basically, if you buy a $50 Wii game, you get 50 points, right? So 600 points is however many games, and what it ended up being this year was like 25...
30 games?
Huh?
Right? No.
No.
No. Sorry.
12
games.
There are 25 little Mario pins that come in like... it looks like a very flimsy, like, paper box that you can, like, I guess swap, like, the faceplates to make different shapes. So, like, a Goomba, Mario, and a Koopa, maybe? I don't know. It's pretty lame. But, like, last year, they gave out maybe, like, a 6-inch really cool, like, mini statuette of Mario and friends. And the year before, they gave out, like, Mario hats. So, I don't know. This year is kind of a disappointment.
I'm not going to spend... $600.
Yeah,
of my
but
money
I mean, you don't buy video games to start. So
no, I do buy video games. I don't buy video games with the express purpose of joining a club.
Nobody
so I can
does
get something cool.
But I mean, if you're gonna buy the games and get the points, you might as well. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't really complain about what they're giving me because it's completely free.
We can look a gift horse in the mouth. Shut up.
Like, you're not buying the games so you can get the points. You're buying the games to get the games, and whatever extra stuff you get is extra stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it's only Nintendo games, right?
Yes, first party Nintendo
games. First party, okay.
Yep. All right, Dustin Damas.
A different
Davis.
Dustin.
Diamond?
Not Dustin Redmond.
Dustin Diamond, yeah. Different Dustin.
Wait, is it Dustin Ocarina's Dumbass?
No.
Oh, come on!
I guess you could say it like that.
Dustin,
sure,
we don't think you're a dumbass. We think you're a great guy. Dustin, great guy.
Ocarina's Enemies. Hey, Dustin here, completely unrelated to the other one, and Dodongo dislikes, aka disagrees with, a few of your comments. First of all, I've found a ton of different ways to defeat any given enemy. The problem is, I think a lot of people forget to use some of their older items in inventory. For example, if I want to take down a Skulltula, I can go about it in one of the following ways. One, if I know where it is, I can hang back and use my hookshot, slingshot, bow to take him out before he drops. Two, if he's in a tight hallway, I hit him with my sword and immediately use a Deku Nut to freeze him at an angle so I can walk behind him and give him a slash or two from my sword. Three, people don't realize you can throw Deku Sticks. What?
What? No.
If a Skulltula is above a small patch of ground and you can't approach him, I throw a Deku Stick across to smack him, hop across, then use the Deku Nut. This takes more practice.
Hold on
what?
A second.
How do you throw a Deku right Stick?
You are a liar, Dustin.
You're such a liar.
Alright, well, while you look that up. Also, I also think people don't play with the items enough. I find that lighting Deku Sticks on fire and throwing them at larger enemies does damage before they can get close. I only found this out because I was always testing the limits of how I can use the items, and I'm always basically trying to see if I can break the game. Well, if you're right about that, that's pretty
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, Dustin, but thanks for
wait,
the info.
What was the other way again? I'm sorry, I didn't read that. I'm still looking
lighting
for
a Deku Stick
sticks
and then throwing it while it's on fire.
Right.
That's pretty can badass, he? But...
Maybe I'm making it up, but I kind of seem to remember doing that. I don't know. Also, just a note, you guys seem to forget to mention the Iron Boots. It is a dramatic improvement between the original and 3D version with the Iron Boots, now assignable to X.
Definitely,
and
it's
boots.
Great. It's a big help.
I didn't think it was that big of a...
Shut the fuck up. Oh, it's great.
Can you throw them... Maybe you can throw them in the new game.
Hey, Dustin. I seem to be the only one on your side. You want to be best friends? You want to be on the podcast instead of Adam? Just write me, and we'll start our own podcast.
WT Podcast.
Maybe you can say Xenoblade correctly the first time, and we don't have to correct you.
Maybe. Maybe.
Just because Adam's illiterate doesn't mean we should make fun of him.
Yes, it does. It's the reason why we should be making fun of him all the time.
Exactly. All the time.
Guys, if you have any kind of internet points that you can give us, Club Nintendo, PSN points, 360, Xbox Live points, whatever, you're not using them, send them in, and we will give them out for contests and whatnot.
And if you guys have any kind of internet porn that you star in, send it my way.
Definitely send those to us. You can go to our board, ztpsocialboard.proboards.com or tinyurl.com/workingtitle. Email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. Become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And rate us on iTunes. And that's it. Angel, did you find out if we can throw Deku sticks?
No, you can only throw Deku nuts.
We'll have a report for you next. Yeah.
Or videotape yourself doing it and prove us wrong.
Well, unless maybe you can do it in like in the 3DS version.
I don't think so.
We'll have a report for you next time on whether or not you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Till next week.
Good night.
See you later. Thank you, Alex, Angel, and Matt. Bye, guys.
See you.
All right, guys, following this are going to be clips from the video game music that Nick Cavetto sent in. If you think you know what games the songs are from, email us your answers at wtpodcast@gmail.com, and we will see how well you know your video games. This time around, it's just for bragging rights, but maybe sometime in the future when we get some more stuff to give out, we can give you guys prizes for getting correct answers. But again, this time, just bragging rights, so I guess you can make fun of all the people who got the answers wrong. So, enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah, I still haven't beaten Star Ocean The Last Hope, and I've had it for over a year.
Is that Star Ocean 4?
Is it? Yeah.
I think it's because that game never ends.
No, actually, it probably doesn't. It's like I'm 30 hours in, and I think I'm maybe a little over halfway done. But like,
it's just, you know what I'm going to do when I get my... Go ahead.
I had the desire to play games lately.
That's terrible.
Like, it's fucking... It's Modern Warfare 2. It just sucks me in. And I literally do nothing else but play Modern Warfare 2. I don't know why.
When Halo Reach came out, that's literally all I did. Like, sometimes I would skip class to stay home and play Halo Reach.
Yes, I was actually late to class one day.
Nice.
My
roommate, Scott, would go to class. And, like, to start, like, this was my last semester of class, so I didn't really have a lot of class to go to. So, like, I would just wake up. Scott would wake up, we'd eat breakfast, he would leave to go to class, and then, you know, like 8 hours later, he'd come back and I'd still be on the couch playing. And he'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
It was disgusting. I literally have 33 days logged in onto Modern Warfare 2.
Awesome. Modern Warfare.
I was talking about how I haven't been able to finish any of my Gamefly games because of the fact that Modern Warfare 2 sucks my soul in.
Oh.
I'm recording.
Good. So 45 minutes, 27 seconds.
Guys, I'm sorry. This is fucking up. I don't know. I got to figure out why my computer's running so shitty now.
Is it your computer? Maybe it's Audacity that's fucking up.
No, it's my computer.
So, like, what happens? Like, does your, like, mic
Well, because I have to have my M-Box plugged in, which is a USB audio interface.
Are you running this off a MacBook?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's gotten progressively shittier over the last couple of weeks to where...
Oh, look at that. Probably because of Apple.
My Pro Tools sessions have been...
It just works.
...freezing up, and I haven't been able to run as many plugins.
Are you, like, low on hard drive space, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to have to delete stuff. I'm going to... Repair permissions.
Oh, porn. I'm so sorry,
dude. My porn is all on an external drive, and I don't have that. Man. I don't have that much of it anyway. I'm not a collector. Although you ever like miss some porn, like you're like, oh man, I wish I could find that again, but then you can't.
Yeah, that happens.
Then you spend like six.
And then I'm worried about the
damn it.
And then
why
I'm worried
did
about
I
the
delete
FBI
that?
Looking at me.
Right, but sometimes I'll spend like a couple hours looking for the same thing. Same video that I used to jerk it to, and then I'll finally find it. It's either finally find it and then it's underwhelming, or never find it and it remains mythical.
No, so. I need new porn.
Right, but sometimes you want to have a nostalgia jerk, right?
Not really.
Oh well, okay. Sorry,
is this a thing?
I'm sorry, that might be just me. I'm sorry,
well,
Matt.
It's not a nostalgia. It's not like I'm.
So remember when you were a kid and you were looking at this porn and it was really, really bad and you had a really hard time jerking to it, and then you came back like 10 years.
You know
later,
why, Matt?
Because really
I used
bad.
To have to jerk off to real sex, and I've probably watched the first like, same episode over like
everyone
five
had to...
times, and it's just there's no.
When
point.
I got cable in my room when I was like 13.
Oh man, it was just the worst. The worst time for me because I couldn't stop jerking off.
Yeah, I know exactly, and it was fucking.
It was between
Skinamax
like
and real sex all day,
exactly.
All the time.
And then like the fuzzy Spice Channel, which
shit, yeah.
I was so excited because like, when I get older, I'm ordering Spice for myself.
Yeah, you always have.
And
those
then they decided to like eliminate it, and Playboy TV is still around, but Playboy TV sucks.
No, but
they don't
I mean,
do anything.
No, then you get older and you're like, wait, I can just fucking find.
It's
porn
good
for
the
free.
Articles.
I know.
Oh no! Well, that's before the internet was really popular. Like, I mean, it was 56K, so like it took forever for like one picture to download.
It takes forever for the Captain
for just a
Jane
picture
Wade
to download.
Porn.
It took forever.
The Star Trek porn. It took 2 hours.
What?
What?
Never mind. This is horrible. Horrible memories.
You jerk off to Star Trek porn that takes 2 hours to download.
Look, 56K and 28.8.
Oh, 28.8.
And then,
anyway,
and then your mom picks up the
God,
phone.
Sorry, terrible.
You're in the mid.
No.
What I'm saying is that sometimes
close down and like, restart the download again.
I'll get these ideas.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
Am I here?
Yeah. I hear you.
Sometimes I get these ideas that maybe I had found in the past. The ultimate porn video, and that I didn't realize what I had at the time, and that I completely squandered it with a measly one session. So I need to go back, but that was months or possibly even years ago, and then I have a hell of a time finding it again.
So it's like your Great White Buffalo, right, or something, whatever.
Right, exactly. It's
Great White Buffalo,
and occasionally it does. Occasionally I have found some videos that I was looking for. Or pictures or whatever, and then I find them, and then it's just like, oh, okay.
It's your white whale, dude. It's your white whale.
Yeah, I know, and it's never that satisfying. And
my name
but
is Ishmael.
Anyway, let's.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Something for the end.
Did we finish the session?
Something for the end of the episode.
Have we all
right?
been relieved? Yes.
Yeah, I think we're
okay,
good. It's out of our system.
So, yeah. Angel, you were saying you were done. You're finished.
I'm finished.
Okay.